So then I'm going to upgrade to the new watch, the Series 6 watch. And then next month, I think I'm going to get I'm going to update my, excuse me. I sound like Big Fatty. Excuse me. Downtown. Okay, enough of this silliness.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay, enough of this silliness.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3279 of the BFO for Tuesday the 19th of 2021, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Fatty, it's been a busy one today. Hello, Hammies. Big Fatty, that's you, a big old Hammy. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're going to find out why you are Hammies when I tell you about my day. Big Fatty, that sounds like you're going to pork everybody or something. Yeah, but it's a glazed pork. Oh, well, that's even vulgar. Vulgar? Is that a word? It's even more vulgar. Makes me happy too. By the way, Big Fatty, have you heard anything from the Pride 48 flautist? I have not. You know, I'm still waiting for a flautist in the Pride 48 community to step forward. Step forward. Bring me the broom of the Wicked Witch of Walnut Hills. No. recreate the Velements commercial. Yes, Big Fatty, don't play the music. We've all heard it before. Anyway, speaking of that, y'all, I thought about something old fashioned. Yesterday that I was going to mention, and I've already forgotten it. Big Fatty, no one's surprised that. Yo, by the way, did you see the picture of the pig that Gavin made? Y'all, I had a comment from Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver says, adorable. It really is. It's flawless. I mean, it's really, Gavin, you're awfully talented with your knitworm one pearl too. Big Fatty, old pearl too. Gavin, can you make a beaver? It would be lovely. A stuffed beaver. Oh, Big Fatty, Miss Beaver stuffs herself all the time with tuna. Well, okay. But anyway, y'all, after I talked to you on yesterday's little show, you know, young Nicholas stopped by. You know, I was anticipating a possible visit from him. He stopped by, and we kind of caught up on things, and I told you he had been relocated to the Dirty Myrtle for right. And y'all, he ended up staying over up there. Yes, Big Fatty, once a whore, always a whore. No, I don't think he was a whore at all. But he stopped by and we caught up on things. And y'all, as the evening progressed, we ended up going next door. My neighbors, they... they had their fire pit going. So we sat out with them for a while. It was not terribly cold, and the wind wasn't blowing too bad. but it was quite nice, but it did start to get cold, and we were getting a little long in the tooth, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty, especially on a tooth day. Well, y'all, that's actually tamari. Oh, Big Fatty. But anyway, what was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Came back and sent young Nicholas home, and y'all, I caught up on the 60 minutes. Y'all, it was quite good, because you know the old people, they love the soup and the 60 minutes, and so let's see, what else did I want to tell you about that, y'all? It was clean sheet night on Sunday night, and y'all, it was just lovely. And it just went into the low 40s Sunday night, but y'all, Monday night, y'all, we are predicting to go down to the right above freezing, and so y'all, I've got to bring in the elderly and cover the plants. And, Big Fatty, I thought you had to bring in the plants and cover the elderly. Oh, well, I may have it wrong. So anyway, y'all woke up on Monday morning, and y'all, I had an e-letter from the Honey Baked Ham company. Y'all, they're moving the hams. They're moving the hams, and y'all, they said any half boneless ham, regardless of size, was going to be $29.99. And I said, well, you know, and y'all, I goggled, and you can freeze the honey baked ham. So y'all, I got up and. I didn't take my shirt or anything, but I got dressed and I was off. I was off to the Honey Baked Ham Company. Y'all got there. The lady was very nice. Y'all, it was about a little more than a 5 pound a boneless half ham. And y'all, the sticker price on it was $55. And y'all, I got it for $29.99. And y'all, I had a coupon. I had the coupon, but I also had a gift card that had $22 left on it. So y'all, the 5 pound honey baked boneless ham cost me about a little less than $8. Big Fatty, you big spender. And y'all, on my way home, I went by the Sam's Club. It was not senior citizen hours, but y'all, it was right when they opened to the non priority people. And so y'all, I went in there and I picked up. I needed some sauce, and I got me some of that good blue cheese dressing. You know, Mr. Tim Kumal took me up on the recommendation for the blue cheese dressing. Y'all, it's delicious. It's just delicious. And then I got. What else did I get? I got. Oh, y'all, I got some Neosporin. Y'all, the Neosporin I had, it's getting a little long in the tooth, as they say. And y'all, I threw out that old tube because it didn't look like it was going to be no longer effective. And thank goodness it didn't have a date on it, because it probably would have said the Ford administration. Yes, Big Fatty. And then it seems like there was something else that I got. I got that and that. I knew I would forget what I got. Y'all, I don't have any idea. Y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad that you can't remember shit. Yes, Big Fatty, you can't remember shit. Oh, I know what else I got. Y'all, they had, y'all, you know, I had gotten some of those
battery-operated motion sensor lights to light up the steps off the back porch in Fat Acres. But y'all, they've seen the meat. They have given up the ghost, and so y'all, I gotta have some light out there when I go to put things in the recycling bin in the evening. And y'all, they had a 2-pack of Westinghouse. What is it called? The Sola. It's Sola. It's the I guess it's Sola. It's with a rechargeable battery in it, and it has a motion sensor. It's a 2-pack of them. Y'all, I didn't look at it very carefully because, you know, you got to have it put it someplace where it gets some sun. and so I may have screwed that up, but we're going to give it a try and see how it works. It's a 2-pack, and, you know, if you have motion on one, the other one comes on also. So anyway, we'll see. Well, I hadn't decided where I'm going to install them yet, but anyway, I'm weighing my options. Oh, Big Fatty, get out the tonnage scale. Y'all, then after that, went out for my morning nipple walk around the Big Sur. Y'all, it was just a lovely day. And, y'all, you could just get the good deep breaths, and you could feel that good cool air going into your lungs, you know, just checking your lung capacity. Yes, Big Fatty, the lung capacity. And, y'all came back, and I got my share. And y'all, I decided, you know what, I need to get these hairs cut. And so y'all, I hopped into old Ruby Red, and I was off to get my hairs cut, short on the top, bloody on the sides, as I like it. And came home, and y'all, I had some of the Brussels sprouts. You know, and by the way, the Sudoku was, you know, it was a 1. It was real easy today. Oh, and the other thing, y'all, I had a coupon for the 30% off at the Kohl's. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to go and see. Y'all, I looked at my walking shoes, and the heel is beginning to wear down on them. So, that is because you're always walking. So, you know, I said, well, you know, with 30% off, I'm going to go and see if there's something there that catches my eye. And y'all, I wear the Vans low-top walking shoes. And y'all, a couple of pairs caught my eye. And y'all, plus, I didn't realize this. I had $10 in the Kohl's cash just waiting for me to spend it. So y'all, I ordered those 2 pairs of shoes. And y'all, I had free shipping also. And so y'all, they'll be here, I think, by Friday. I don't know for sure, but, you know, I still got the shoes I'm still walking in. So, anyway, and I earned $10 in Kohl's cash. So, we'll see how I decide to spend that. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see. Oh, y'all came back, and I had those Brussels sprouts. Yes, Big Fatty, you've been tooting all afternoon. And y'all, I ordered me my neighbor introduced me to this tea. It's caffeine free and everything. And but y'all, it's very relaxing. It's the herbal tea, and it has something from South Africa in it. Big Fatty, I bet Hendrick knows what it is. Well, maybe. anyway, y'all, it's just very soothing, and on a cold day like this, it's just nice to have something warm like that going down your throat. Big Fatty, you've made herbal tea sound vulgar. Y'all, one last thing. Y'all, I noticed that my Northeast Straight Daddy made a post
saying over there at the BFO, y'all, he said, I can't believe you have still not received my Crema card. Well, believe it, I haven't received your Crema card. Anyway, you know, I just, well, I'll just have to live with the pain. Eddie, you're so full of shit. Anyway, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty. What's on your mind, Big Fatty?
Yes, it's that time to find out what's on Big Fatty's mind. And now here's Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And just gonna talk a little bit about another little show. Do you listen to The Gayish? They're starting a new little show called, I don't know what it's called. You can go over there to their little show and find out. But y'all, recently they did a show and the topic was alone, and I took great interest in this episode because I wasn't quite sure how they were going to characterize alone. And, Big Fatty, lived alone all of his life, all of his adult life and all. And, I may not get this exactly right, but the Gayish boys were looking at, being alone as in not having a partner, or a husband, or something like that. And I think in reality that they were saying that, but I think the equation was that if you didn't have that, you were lonely. Now, y'all, lonely is very different than being alone, because I can assure you, Big Fatty is alone here in the villa most of the time. But, y'all, I'm not lonely by any means. And and quite frankly, I know quite a few people in their lives who've had a partner or been married or whatever and have been very lonely. And anyway, y'all, if you're alone, you don't have to be lonely. Get out there and don't be lonely. You can come here. Big Fatty will be right here. You don't have to be lonely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, I was not criticizing the Gayish boys. It was just, I was just kind of giving my my take on it. So anyway, I'm sorry to say that Midwest Matt has given up the ship on his little show, and I'm gonna miss him terribly. Yes, me Fatty, we all will. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer from over there at his little show in the Gangbangs, and Archer, every day when you hear the closing music, what do you think?
Okay, enough of this silliness.
Big Fatty, he wrapped it right up there like a Crema present.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.